Hello and welcome to Sports Buzz, your prime source for news and opinion on the international sports scene. I'm your host, VOA's Mike Richman. My guest today is Sekou Smith, a senior analyst for NBA.com and NBA TV. Sekou, welcome to the show.
Thank you, man. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I want to say that Sekou, I interviewed him recently on Nelson Mandela, the legendary South African leader who passed away in December. And we talked about Mandela's efforts to form a partnership between South Africa and the NBA and how basketball grew on the continent of Africa because of that. So, Sekou, I know you've been following the NBA closely this season, wins and losses, as well as developments behind the scenes. So, first, now that the playoffs are less than a month away, I want to talk to you about how things are shaping up, for instance, which teams may make the deepest playoff push. Is the season going according to plan for you as far as the playoff picture?
Well, I guess it depends on your perspective as a fan and as an observer. There were several teams that everybody assumed would be among the elite, teams that people thought would be championship contenders, and they haven't shown themselves to be that at this point. Most notably, the New York Knicks in the Eastern Conference. The Brooklyn Nets were in that bag earlier in the year, but they've rebounded and going to be a playoff team. Where they go in the playoffs remains to be seen. Out west, the Los Angeles Lakers are enduring one of their worst seasons in franchise history, and there are some surprises in the West. You know, Portland, Phoenix, Memphis, all of these teams are in the playoff mix, whereas they weren't necessarily forecasted to be there. So it's just been a strange season in terms of so many injuries have impacted different teams, and it's made it difficult to look back at your predictions in the preseason and match them up with what's going on right now.
Well, I do want to talk about the Knicks. We'll get to them in a second. Just a quick look at the leaders right now in the conferences. Toronto, Indiana, and Miami are in the divisional lead in the Eastern Conference. And in the Western Conference, Oklahoma City, the L.A. Clippers, and the San Antonio Spurs are on top. And regarding the Spurs, Sekou, they are on a 15-game win streak right now as we speak. Obviously the hottest team in the league. Do you think they're on a mission? Are they smarting from that 7-game series loss to Miami in the finals last year?
I think it's in the back of their minds, but I think more so than being on a mission, Greg Popovich wants to make sure his team is healthy enough to finish what they started last year. And I think they ran out of gas in game 7 of the finals against Miami. They didn't have that extra gear to go to when they needed it. And I think his big thing with his team all year has been to maintain their health, make sure they're at their best going into the playoffs and getting ready for that second season. You know, you take a team like the Indiana Pacers, they've taken the opposite approach. They were so intent on taking away the number one seed from Miami in the East that they went all out to get that top seed. And Spurs, being an older and wiser team that has different experiences, they've chosen a totally different route, which I think is very interesting. I think if they can maintain that health and, you know, and keep Tim Duncan and Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili in pretty good health going towards the, you know, not just the playoffs, but all the way deep in the 4 rounds of playoffs, it gives them an opportunity to chase a championship again.
Well, regarding the big three, Duncan, Ginobili, and Parker, do you think they could also be motivated by the fact that this could possibly be their last opportunity?
I do, and they don't like to talk about it like that. They don't like to put a cap on the window. But I think it's definitely something that needs to be a part of the discussion when you're talking about this team, because it's just they've had – so many years, you know, it's an eternity in professional sports to be as good as they've been for as long as they have. 15 straight 50-win seasons is truly remarkable. No other franchise during this era has been able to do anything like that. Not even the Lakers, who have been spectacular and won 4 championships. They haven't been able to string together this many seasons in a row consistently winning at that magical 50-game mark. So it certainly has to be on their minds and a part of their thought process when you talk about the window closing, you know, on their opportunity to win titles.
Now, in the Eastern Conference, Indiana seems to be, I mean, they're really hot right now. And they won a big game last night over the Miami Heat. They beat the Heat 84-83, very physical game. You had LeBron scoring 38. Paul George had 23 for Indiana. Do you think that that game was a possible preview of the Eastern Conference final?
Sure. I think everybody feels like we've been destined for that matchup all along. Nobody else in the East seems to be at that level. Nobody else seems to be playing at the level those two teams are, but anything can happen in the playoffs. You know, last year, the San Antonio Spurs weren't everybody's to get to the finals from the West. Everybody thought Oklahoma City would be that team, and there was an injury to Russell Westbrook, and it changed the complexion of the playoffs in an instant. So the same thing could happen again. You just never know. But right now, you know, if you had to bet, yeah, I think you would say that the Pacers and the Heat have been on a collision course since last year's Eastern Conference Finals, and the Pacers have really made it their mission to knock the Heat out of that top spot.
Right. I failed to mention that they did meet in the Eastern Conference Finals last year. The Pacers, I mean, obviously they have to have revenge on their minds from that series, which was a wild series in itself, seven games. Regarding the Heat, of course, you know, they've had their own big three in recent years, LeBron, Dwayne Wade, and Bosch. Do you think that they could be nearing the end as well? I mean, is this like LeBron is a free agent after this season?
They look spent to me. You know what I mean? They look like a team that is just exhausted. And I don't think it's so much age or attrition. I think it's the fact that they've played to the final game of the season in each of the past 3 years. And that's an unbelievable thing to do. Have to muster the energy to keep your season going every year. Last game of the season, you're playing. You're on display. You know, that's a difficult thing to do and something that I don't think people comprehend. The physical, emotional, and mental toll that sort of endeavor takes on a group of guys. And even with great players like LeBron James and Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, you're talking about LeBron being one of the greatest players in the history of the game, and he's still in the midst of his prime. Even he's going to have a hard time mustering the energy it takes to play at that level year after year after year. It's just not humanly possible for somebody to do that without it wearing on you at some point.
One of the biggest stories off the court this season has been the Knicks hiring of Phil Jackson as in the front office as a senior executive, president of basketball operations. And as you said, the Knicks have been one of the biggest disappointments this season, although they are now pushing for that eighth spot in the Eastern Conference, the eighth playoff spot. What do you think Jackson's role will be with the Knicks, and how much impact do you think he's had thus far on the team and that he will have going forward in terms of player personnel, just making them a much better squad?
Well, I think it's been a minimal impact to this point. I mean, he hasn't been on the job long enough to really affect change. But I think his role is as the big picture visionary for the Knicks. He's going to be the man charged with taking the Knicks from the bottom of the standings where they are right now in that lottery mix to a championship level, which is where they were last season and flirted with until the postseason when they kind of had some injuries and bumps and bruises, pushed them down the pack a little bit. So he's going to have a chance to mold not only the team but the franchise and the image he sees fit. And Phil Jackson has some very strong opinions on how the game should be played, how players should conduct themselves, how franchises should conduct themselves. And we're going to see if his vision matches up to success at the highest level in the NBA over the next 5 years.
And, of course, we all know he knows about winning championships, having won 11 as a coach and 2 as a player with the New York Knicks, of course. So you could tell by that applause that he got from the Knicks fans that they're very happy to to have him back. I'm sure you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Sure. He's a guy who has won at the highest of levels as a coach, and nobody can dispute that. Nobody can take that away from him. The curiosity factor with Phil Jackson and the Knicks is, can he do it as a team president, which is a totally different job and requires him to be in a totally different role. He won't have the day-to-day hands-on control over the roster and the team in terms of players and minutes and that sort of thing. We'll have a big picture control over the team. He'll be the guy that brings players in or removes players from the mix. But Ken, his management style as well as his coaching style is the $64 million question for Knicks fans.
Exactly. I mean, you would have to look back at Michael Jordan coming to the Wizards in 2000 as a team executive after winning 6 titles with the Chicago Bulls. And the question was he cut out to be a front office man at the time? So, but it's just something to really ponder in the coming months. But I want to say we are out of time, Sekou. Thank you very much for participating. It's been a great conversation. And we'll have you back on prior to the playoffs when everything is firmed up, and we'll get some more definitive predictions from you.
Thank you.
And thank you all for listening to Sports Buzz. I'm Mike Richman. Please tune in next time.